USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm going to ask each of you to come back with a 5% budget cut.
In the face of a soaring federal deficit, President Trump asking all department heads to cut their budgets, speaking at a cabinet meeting yesterday.
I think you'll all be able to do it. There may be a special exemption, perhaps. I don't know who that exemption would be. If you can do more than five, some of you will say, hey, I can do much more than five.
President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are to meet today to discuss what Pompeo learned in Saudi Arabia and Turkey this week, part of the continuing search for answers about the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The death toll from Hurricane Michael now at least 32. Four bodies were found yesterday in Mexico Beach, Florida. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
It's National Shakeout Day, the day where people in earthquake-prone areas are being told to drop, cover, and hold on to something. A drill set for 10:18 a.m. local time this morning. It has organizers suggesting you stay in your protective stance for at least 60 seconds. Nearly 20 million people across the U.S. are expected to take part in the drill. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein taking part in the National Conference on Medicare and Medicaid yesterday, speaking about the growing opioid crisis in America and saying the Department of Justice is trying to do its part when it comes to enforcement.
The Attorney General ordered DEA and our U.S. attorneys to devote additional resources to the prosecution of drug cases.
No winner in last night's Powerball drawing, so that jackpot's up to $430 million. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More than 2,000 migrants continuing to make their way towards the U.S. southern border, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The growing caravan of Central American refugees are making their way slowly to the U.S. despite threats from the White House. President Trump says he'll cut off aid to several countries, including Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, if those countries fail to stop the caravan. Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales says he rejects any conditions on foreign aid. The caravan must still go through Mexico to get to the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The former president of USA Gymnastics under arrest for allegedly tampering with evidence in the Larry Nassar scandal. Steve Penny was arrested by a fugitive task force last night in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. The U.S. Marshals Service says he was indicted by a Texas grand jury on felony charges of tampering with evidence in the molestation case against the former USA Gymnastics team doctor. Some big Facebook shareholders are backing a proposal to remove Mark Zuckerberg as Facebook CEO. The proposal is set to be voted on at a Facebook annual shareholder meeting in May. Well, you can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.